Hello everyone and welcome back to a NIL weather forecast. I am your weather enthusiast David Marks and it's great to be back with you. I know we've had a couple of weeks off. My job has kept me pretty busy, but it's good to bring you another weekly forecast from NIL weather. Hope everyone got through the storms last Friday okay and no one had any damage. This week's podcast episode is brought to you by More Than Conquers Media. More Than Conquers, website design, podcast production, and business consultation. You can learn more at morethanconquers.com. All right, let's jump into this week's forecast for March 18th to 24th, 2024. Starting with Monday, March 18th, high temperature of 52, low of 37. It's going to start out in the morning with overcast skies, some clouds here and there. We're going to be clear by the afternoon. Wind speeds can be breezy at times, up to 19 mile an hour gust. Rain chances at 6%, so we don't anticipate any precipitation for the day. That leads us into Tuesday, and you should know that there is a freeze warning for Tuesday, so if you have any plants out, you may want to get them inside. High temperature of 56, low temperature of 26. Tuesday morning is going to be very cold. Going to be very clear. Wind speeds can be between 12 and 13 miles an hour. No rain chance expected, but again, we do have a freeze warning, so be prepared for those cooler temperatures and below freezing temperatures. Wednesday, March 20th, high temperature of 68, low temperature of 35, clear to partly cloudy skies. Wind speeds will range between 3 and 10 miles an hour, and we do see a slight change in our rain chance, which will go up to 19%. That leads us to Thursday, March 21st, high temperature of 67, low temperature of 42. Most likely going to be overcast all day long. Wind speeds will calm down from 4 to 5 miles an hour. There is a 40% chance of rain for the afternoon. I would even say maybe late evening tonight. How much rain that will be? Probably about a tenth of an inch. So it's not going to be very much at all. Thunderstorm probability, of course, 3%. Friday, March 22nd, high temperature of 57, low temperature of 47. Overcast skies, wind speeds at 8 miles an hour, rain chance about 78%. So between late Thursday and Friday afternoon, we will probably see a total of 1 inch of rain. Thunderstorm probability, however, remains low at 8% in the morning and about 7% in the afternoon, which leads us to Saturday, high temperature of 62, low of 43. May see some lingering clouds Saturday morning, maybe a little overcast, but partly cloudy by the afternoon. Wind speeds between 8 and 13 miles an hour. Rain chance, I'm leaving it at about 25% just because there may be some lingering showers from that system that moves through Friday, but less than a tenth of an inch expected. And of course, thunderstorm probability, 9% in the morning, 6% in the afternoon, very low. And Sunday, March 24th, high temperature of 63, low temperature of 38, clear skies, wind speeds 4 to 6 miles an hour, rain chance about 17%, but no rainfall expected. I do want to take a moment to let you know that I've seen a few people post on social media about this tornadic activity that's going to happen in a couple of weeks in March. It is important to know that anytime predictions are made with the weather, that 3-day models are the most accurate we have. 7-day models is about a 50% chance. However, outside of that window, we're just going off historical data, so don't be alarmed if you see that. Now, it's always good to be weather prepared and to know that we do have severe weather in our area during the springtime, but don't be alarmed. Don't be scared. If you see someone post about massive tornado outbreak in 1st of April or the end of March, we don't know that data yet. So just keep that in mind. And always, you can tune into this podcast or share it with someone who may not know. You can always go to nilweather.com to find more information. And thank you, More Than Conquers Media, for sponsoring this week's podcast episode. Again, it's been great to be back with everyone and to do the podcast again. Sorry I had a couple of weeks off, but work has been very busy, and this is a free service that I do, so I had to take time for my career and make sure that I was doing my job. As always, thank you. Share the podcast, like and share. We'll see you next time.